Hi, everyone, and welcome to SwahiliPod101.com. This is Beginner Season 1, Lesson 1. What's something you do every day in Kenya? John here.
Hamjambo, I'm Medina.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to use present simple tense to describe daily activities. The conversation takes place at home.
It's between Ali and Muhammad.
The speakers are friends, so they will use informal Swahili. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Muhammad, mimi hukimbia asubuhi kila siku.
Wewe hufanya hivyo kila siku?
Kila siku kabla ya kula kiamsha kinywa.
Hiyo ni njia mwafaka ya kuanza siku yako.
Ukweli, utashinda ukisikia mwenye nguvu na mchangamfu.
Mimi huchelewa kuamka, kwa hivyo mimi huoga na kuanza shughuli ya siku.
Ala, hata kiamsha kinywa haukuli?
Ndiyo. Mimi huoga na kuondoka.
Listen to the conversation one time slowly.
Muhammad, mimi hukimbia asubuhi kila siku.
Wewe hufanya hivyo kila siku?
Kila siku kabla ya kula kiamsha kinywa.
Hiyo ni njia mwafaka ya kuanza siku yako.
Ukweli, utashinda ukisikia mwenye nguvu na mchangamfu.
Mimi huchelewa kuamka, kwa hivyo mimi huoga na kuanza shughuli za siku.
Ala, hata kiamsha kinywa haukuli?
Ndiyo. Mimi huoga na kuondoka.
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
Muhammad, mimi hukimbia asubuhi kila siku.
Muhammad, I run every day in the morning.
Wewe hufanya hivyo kila siku?
Wow, you do that on a daily basis?
Kila siku kabla ya kula kiamsha kinywa.
Every day before eating breakfast.
Hiyo ni njia mwafaka ya kuanza siku yako.
That's an appropriate way to start your day.
Ukweli, utashinda ukisikia mwenye nguvu na mchangamfu.
True. You spend the rest of your day feeling happy and energetic.
Mimi huchelewa kuamka. Kwa hivyo, mimi huoga na kuanza shughuli ya siku.
I usually wake up late and I just shower and start my daily activities.
Ala, hata kiamsha kinywa haukuli?
What? You don't even take breakfast?
Ndiyo, mimi huoga na kuondoka.
Yes, I just take a bath and leave. Medina, is it common for people in Kenya to go jogging?
Yes. In Kenya, most people in the urban areas jog in the morning to keep fit.
What about people who live in the countryside?
People who live in the villages are usually farmers, so I think that keeps them fit.
Is there any specific etiquette about what to wear when you're jogging?
No, but common sportswear or nguo za michezo is fine.
That's good to know. Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
kimbia.
To run.
Kimbia. Kimbia.
Next we have
mazoezi.
Exercises.
Mazoezi. Mazoezi.
Next we have
kabla.
Before.
Kabla. Kabla.
Next we have
mwenye nguvu.
Energetic.
Mwenye nguvu. Mwenye nguvu.
Next we have
chelewa.
To be late.
Chelewa. chelewa.
Next we have
amka.
To wake up.
Amka. Amka.
Next we have
oga.
To shower.
Oga. Oga.
Next we have
ondoka.
To leave.
Ondoka. Ondoka.
And lastly,
kiamshakinywa.
Breakfast.
Kiamshakinywa. Kiamshakinywa.
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
mazoezi,
meaning exercises.
Mazoezi is in plural form. The singular form is zoezi.
You use this word when you're talking about physical activities such as running, dancing, and engaging in sports, among other things.
This word is usually used in the field of health and fitness.
Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say, ukifanya mazoezi, mwili wako unatoa jasho.
Which means, when you perform exercises, your body produces sweat. Okay, what's the next phrase?
Mwenye nguvu.
Meaning, energetic.
Mwenye nguvu is one adjectival phrase. Singular, made up of mwenye, meaning belonging to something, and nguvu, meaning energy.
This phrase is used to refer to the ability to handle tasks requiring body energy or strength. Medina, can you give us an example of using this phrase?
Sure. For example, you can say, kukimbia hufanya mtu awe mwenye nguvu.
Which means, running makes one energetic. Okay, what's the next phrase?
Kiamshakinywa.
Meaning, breakfast.
Kiamshakinywa is a phrase made of two words. Kiamsha means something that wakes up something, while kinywa refers to the mouth.
Literally, the phrase indicates something that wakes up the mouth. So, breakfast. Medina, please give us a sample sentence.
Sure. For example, you can say, leo nilikula matunda kama kiamshakinywa changu.
Which means, today I ate fruits as my breakfast. Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn how to use the present simple tense to describe daily activities.
Let's start with an example in the dialogue. Mimi hukimbia asubuhi kila siku.
Which means, I run every day in the morning.
Like in English, verbs in Swahili are words used for action, expression, purposes, or a state of form or being.
They can be conjugated into present tense, past tense, and future tense.
Present tense verbs explains a current or present time happening. For example, naongea Kiswahili.
Meaning, I speak Swahili.
In Swahili, all verbs have the prefix na, used in cases of the present continuous tense. For instance, naenda, meaning I'm going. Or naandika, meaning I am writing.
Is simple present different?
For simple present tense, the applicable prefix is who. Mimi huenda, I go. Mimi huandika, meaning I write.
What are the infinitive forms of these verbs?
The infinitive verbs here are enda, to go, and andika, to write.
As we said, present simple tense is different from present continuous in Swahili.
Present simple tense expresses something that takes place regularly. In other words, it is a habitual tense. The prefix hu is used with the verb. A good example is mimi hupiga mswaki kila siku.
Meaning, I brush my teeth every day.
Present continuous tense is a now tense, and you can recognize it from the na prefix. For example, unatazama runinga sasa.
Which means, are you watching TV now? With the present tense, it can be useful to use certain adverbs, such as adverbs of frequency.
Right. For example, kila siku kabla.
Meaning, every day before.
Other adverbs of frequency are mara kwa mara, meaning sometimes, or mara tatu, meaning three times.
Finally, let's mention that in Swahili, it may be useful also to associate a verb to an adjective.
Right. Those are the verbal adjectives, which describe activities and are connected to verbs. A good example of their use in the dialogue is utashinda ukiwa mchangamfu,
which means you will spend the rest of the day feeling happy.
The verbal adjective in this case is changamfu, meaning happy.
Okay, let's wrap up the first lesson with a couple of sample sentences.
Sure thing. Mimi huamka saa kumi asubuhi kila siku.
I wake up at 4 a.m. every day.
Dada yangu hupika mayai kila siku.
My sister cooks eggs every day.
Attention Android, iPhone, iPad, and Kindle Fire users.
Want to learn Swahili on the go with your mobile device?
Then download our free app, Innovative Language 101.
You get all of your favorite Swahili Pod 101 lessons inside this app.
So you can learn anywhere, anytime.
Go to swahilipod101.com/ill-app to download Innovative Language 101 for free.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Tuonane. Muhammad, mimi hukimbia asubuhi kila siku.
Wewe hufanya hivyo kila siku?
Kila siku kabla ya kula kiamsha kinywa.
Hiyo ni njia mwafaka ya kuanza siku yako.
Ukweli. Utashinda ukisikia mwenye nguvu na mchangamfu.
Mimi huchelewa kuamka. Kwa hivyo, mimi huoga na kuanza shughuli ya siku.
Ala, hata kiamsha kinywa haukuli?
Ndiyo, mimi huoga na kuondoka.